Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello there and welcome to School of Sellers. I am your host, Erin Waters, and I am really looking forward to talking about the topic I have on hand today because it's been a topic that has been on my mind for years, and it's recently been on the top of my mind because of the work that Team SOS and I have been doing as we've launched our course for beginner sellers. We're getting ready to close the cart on our very first launch of Foundations, and I made a really funny connection yesterday. I was thinking and reflecting back on how our launch was going and all of the amazing people that we've met just in the last week who are looking forward to starting their TPT business. And it dawned on me that having a TPT business is so much like parenting. And here's why. I'm not saying that my TPT business is my baby or anything like that. I mean, you might feel that way, but I'm going a different direction with this. You can tell somebody for hours, telling them how amazing TPT is going to be, how life-changing it's going to be. You can tell them how hard it's going to be. You can tell them how stressful it will be at times. You can tell them how rewarding it's going to be and how much it's going to impact them. And just like parenthood, there's really just no way to actually prepare someone for the experience. And the only way that they can truly experience it and understand where you're coming from is to actually see it and do it firsthand. So it's so hard sometimes because I love all things TPT. It excites me. I love creating products. I love the freedom and the empowerment that TPT has given me. And I can tell people those things, but you don't actually understand the spark and the appeal of TPT, I don't think, until you're actually behind the wheel of your own TPT business. So that's been an interesting journey for me over the last several weeks, just realizing how hard it is to just convince people because I feel it so strongly, but you don't know until you know. So that's been our life recently, meeting new and upcoming sellers. And as I was sitting down to film one of the course videos, and before I continue this story, just FYI, this episode is not about our beginner course. I actually have a story coming. I'm getting to the point soon, but I was sitting down to record one of our course videos for Foundations, and I was speaking about my why I started TBT. And, my first instinct was to say, well, I started TBT because I wanted to make an impact on education. I wanted to change classrooms everywhere, and I wanted to support teachers, and I want to, impact the landscape of education. All of those answers that sound good and probably are true. But if I was being completely honest with myself and completely honest with my future students of this course, the reason why I started my TPT business was because I was broke. My husband and I were struggling so hard financially the day that I started my TPT business that when I look back, that's why I started, was because of the money. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've also heard me talk about the teacher down the hall who had started her business and had been telling me about it. And, her story appealed to me because it sounded really fun. But most of all, she was making money. And the idea of making money was so appealing that I was willing to give it a try. Because at that point, I was over $120,000 in debt with our student loans. I had started a second job tutoring after school every single day, and I was on a beginner teacher salary. So with those three things combined, it was really bad. I mean, it was super duper hard, guys. And I am not going to lie. I started TBT so I could make some money. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions around the idea of money. And it's something that people don't really like to talk about. I don't like to talk about it, but I think it's important to talk about. And I want you to know that when I started TBT, I didn't want to be rich. I just wanted to be comfortable. So for me, it is about the money. And I think the problem lies when we see influencers or online people who are doing some sort of gig on Instagram or YouTube, whether it's TBT sellers or someone totally in another field. A lot of times we hear them say, well, I'm not doing it for the money. It's not about the money. And I think that when people say that, they have good intentions, but I don't think they're being honest with themselves. Because here's the thing, your time is valuable. Anything you spend time on to share with the world, and not anything, I mean, there are things that you'll give away for free, but if you're going to invest all of your time is worth something. And you don't owe anyone your time for free. Secondly, nobody works for free. We are doing the work out there. As TBT sellers, we're not just doing the work of creating products, but we are running businesses. We are sharing content and sharing our thoughts and representing TBT across multiple platforms. We are creating Facebook communities. We are creating memberships. We are so entrenched in the teacher community that there is no way I would expect any of you to do that for free. It sounds ridiculous when you think about it. And I also think that people share the sentiment of, well, I don't do it for the money, because there are some norms and expectations put forth by society. And that sounds really cliche to say, but it's true that as online business personas, we often feel guilty for making money, whether you realize it or not. There's probably a degree of guilt for making money online, because we are in this weird in-between time where we have all of these jobs that never even existed when our parents were our age. And these jobs are new to us. They're new to everybody else. And I think that people in general don't really know how to feel about jobs like ours, because they see us making money online and they see the easy side, right? They see the polished side. They see our Instagram feed and they know that we're making money off of our TBT businesses, but they don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And that's okay. That's not their fault. We don't expect them to know, but it just has created this weird expectation of, well, you should just be doing this out of the goodness of your heart versus, you know, are you making money off of this? So I think it can cause us to feel weird about the money side of things, but it can also cause others to give unfair expectations to us. So if you hear people say it's not about the money, chances are they're lying. And the only way it's truly not about the money for you is if you just give all of your stuff away for free. Okay. And I don't know anyone who does that. The point is, like, you shouldn't put in all of the work that goes into a TBT business and do it for free. So it's okay if it's about the money for you. And if it is about the money for you, which I'm guessing it is, I don't think there's many sellers out there who didn't at least like the idea of making extra money, right? Like, I don't think anyone got into this and was like, I definitely don't want to make any money off of this, right? Like, money was always at least a small part of your reason. For me, it was a big part of my reason, but I think it's part of all of our reasons. So I think this applies to everybody. If it is one of your big reasons, though, this means two things. Just because it's about the money for you doesn't mean that it's just about the money, right? I think one of the other misconceptions that we tell ourselves is that if we admit out loud that I'm doing this for the money, it must mean that I'm not doing it for other reasons. It must mean that I'm not doing it to help students. It must mean that I'm not in it to change education and make it as best as it can possibly be. But that's not true. You can care about teachers and students and also want a better life for yourself at the same time. Secondly, I truly believe that if it is about the money for you and you're willing to say that out loud and you're willing to acknowledge that, then you have a better chance of making money from your business. There's something about being driven by need rather than desire that really fuels a fire. Like for me, when I first started, I wanted to make money, but above all, I needed to make money. Like, we were reaching a point where I was waking up in a panic every night because I wasn't sure how we were going to pay bills. It would cause fights all the time between my husband and I as we, you know, calculated our monthly expenses down to the penny. I mean, it was not good. I needed to make money. And I would be lying if I said that that circumstance that I was dealing with wasn't hugely motivating. So if you are someone who's in it for the money, it's okay, because it doesn't mean you're a bad person. And it's actually probably going to fuel your success more than someone who doesn't need the money. And here's what I've learned about money. It doesn't buy happiness, okay? It doesn't. However, money does make some things easier. I mean, it makes a lot of things easier. If you've ever lived paycheck to paycheck or struggled financially in your life, you know that feeling of panic that rises when you start thinking about what's coming up. You know that feeling of guilt when you get your credit card statement and you know that you can only do the minimum payment. You know that soul-crushing feeling of paying off student loans every single month, but you've only paid off interest and haven't even made a dent on the actual loan itself. And on top of it, you're probably someone who's familiar with the idea of working a second job and putting in time on top of the time you're already teaching. And that's one of the biggest things, I think, that drew me to TPT, second to the money. You know, rather than rushing from house to house after school as I would tutor, you know, you create products for TPT, and once they're in your store online, they're there forever. And if they start attracting customers, that's money that can come in without you lifting a finger. And as teachers, we live, breathe, eat, and sleep our job. So the idea of working a second physical job is almost unfathomable. And that's not to say a TPT business is easy. It's definitely not. But one of the things I enjoy most about the TPT side of things is the ability to do it on my own time, in my own home. And all I have to do is open my laptop to get started. I don't have to drive. I don't have to get ready. It's there. It's a much better use of my time than a job that I had to go to physically every day after school. So if you've ever lived in a way that you have struggled financially, you know about the hamster wheel that you feel like you can never get off. And if you know that feeling, then you also know how important it is to acknowledge that you might want to be doing TPT for the money, and that's okay. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today, because I think that when we hear people say, well, it's not about the money, it kind of makes our TPT job look like something that it's not. Now, I don't want you to think that I live some fairy tale life now. You know, I still have financial stresses, but we live a much more comfortable life now. And we're very financially responsible, because we know that life can change in the drop of a hat. So we don't live beyond our means. But there's something to be said about feeling comfortable and not having that stress of, how am I going to make ends meet every single month? That's just no way to live. So if you're on TPT already, or you're thinking about getting started, I just want you to think about this final thought. Let's say you already have your TPT business, or you're thinking about starting. Maybe you'll make $50 a month. Maybe you'll average enough to pay your mortgage every month. Maybe you will grow your business so big that it will replace your teaching salary one day. I'm not going to turn down any of those. Regardless of which scenario is yours, along the way, you'll also find joy. You'll discover untapped potential. You'll be in awe of yourself as you figure out all of the ins and outs of your business. You'll definitely have tears of frustration and days where you feel like giving up, but you'll feel so proud and so energized by what you built. So why not get paid along the way? It's a no-brainer to me, my friends. So just to be clear, at School of Sellers, I am about making money, because that's what a business is. Because your time is valuable, your ideas are valuable, and your happiness is valuable. If you are really feeling motivated by this episode and you are ready to make some money or make more money, then we welcome you to join our School of Sellers online communities. You can join School of Sellers 101, which is our online Facebook group for new beginners, new sellers, people who are thinking about starting their TPT store. And we also have our School of Sellers group, which is for established sellers who have been around for a little while and are looking to grow their business and learn more beyond just your product creation. So feel free to join one or both of those groups, whichever you identify with the most, but we would love to be a part of your TPT journey and to help you grow and find a life where you are comfortable and happy and empowered and all of those amazing things that TPT brings to us. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next week.